Parshas Mishpatim. Has two parts. We have Parshas Yisro, Maamid Har Sinai. And we have Eile Mishpatim, a long series of halachos. And then, after all the series of halachos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hineno Sholech Maloch. And talks about coming to Eretz Yisrael. V'Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem. We're back to Maamid Har Sinai. Torah is telling us, first of all, very important yesod. Beginning of Parshas Yisro, Yisro comes and he sees Moshe Rabbeinu. What is Moshe Rabbeinu doing? He's sitting and judging the people and all their little. I bought this from you. You did this. You did this. You did this. All their quarrels. And he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what is this? Yilehem dovo bo'elai. Shefatati ben ishu ben reyehu. Hodati es chukei ho'elokim ves toroso. What is he saying? He's saying as follows. And this is something that is a major issue here. It's a major issue in people's lives. Major issue in people's lives is Klal Yisrael across Yam Suf. Shom som lo choku mishpat v'shom nisohu. What is this choku mishpat? Says Rashi. Amora nosu lehem mitzas parsha shel Torah shisasku behem Shabbos upara adumo v'dinim. Gave them Shabbos para aduma. They're going to have to be tohar when they makabel the Torah. V'dinim choshen mishpat. All of choshen mishpat, part of choshen mishpat. Yisro comes, machlokas, he came before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. By giving them dinim, the moment they come out of Mitzrayim, they're told a very, very simple thing. All your financial matters have to be decided by the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, all your financial matters have to be decided by the Torah. And what is Moshe sitting and doing? And all of their fights that they have, I don't know how many fights they could have in the Midbar when it's a whole different world, but Jews always fight about money. So, all the financial matters have to be decided al pi Torah. And what does he say? Vodati eschukei ho'elokim ves torosof. And what do I tell them? That this is how the Torah wants you to decide all your financial matters. So Maamid Har Sinai Klal Yisrael accept the Torah. Parshas Yisro ends, V'chol ha'om ro'im es ha'kolos es ha'lapidim, so o'oshen, overwhelming experience. And then, Moshe nigash el ha'arofel, Shom ha'elokim. And the Torah tells us, what was it that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to give them? Eile mishpotim. Ma rishonim misinai af eilu misinai. Everything is from Sinai. The very deep lesson. And the first thing we talk about are the dinei mamon, dinei mamonos, dinei nefashos, eved ivri. Ritzicha. Marko Vimo, Gonavisha Makoro, Chavola, beating someone up, Boshes, all in Yanni Chavola. Then Shotam, Shomuad, Bor, Nezikin, etc., etc. Gneva, Shomrim, Kamas Halachas. In the midst of the most overwhelming experience in the history of humanity, Klal Yisrael standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very direct lesson. The way you run your everyday life, your finances, your relationships with people, etc., HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to dictate that, and that is part of what you accept. Now, a person may think, listen, there are a lot of more important things. In the lives of most Orthodox Jews, where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu enter into their lives? Sheshish Yomim Ta'asa Masecha, Shabbos, Shalosh V'Golim, Basa B'Cholof. But what's interesting is, it comes at the end. That's not what they got in Mara. That's not what they began talking about. Began talking about is straightening out all your financial affairs, al-Pi Torah. It's very interesting to say the Hadvarim. Then we get back to Maamad Har Sinai. This is stuck right in the middle. To tell us what it is they were going to be getting at Sinai. And it tells you the most important thing you're going to get, the first thing you have to think about, is all your financial issues have to be decided by Shulchan Aruch, by Torah. And who helps you do that? Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Or he has lower sets of Dayanim. The very end of last few psukim, read, is also something very else important. Shabbos, Shemitah, Shabbos, Shalosh V'Golim, Botsa B'Cholov. Then he says, Hinei Ronachit Sholech Malach Lefanecha. So Rashi says as follows. And here, the Seder Advarim is very important. The end of Yisro, V'cholom Romas HaKol Salapidim Eis Kol HaShofim. Overwhelming experience. Now sometimes people are afraid of moving too high in Ruchnias. They're very afraid. I'm comfortable where I am. I'll move up too much, I'm afraid. So what happens? Klal Yisrael are there. They've moved up in 7 weeks to an unbelievable madrega. Vayom Ro Moshe, Daber Ati Imonu V'Nishmo. For us to be there continually at that level, it's too much for us. Too much. Sometimes people are afraid of realizing their own potential. Because it's mechayev of them to live their life on a different level, which they have a potential to do. Some people decide they're going to push themselves to their highest potential. Some people are afraid of doing that. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, you know, if you are afraid of moving yourself and pushing yourself to a next level, that's very dangerous. Because in life, people either go ahead or they go back. You're not stable. You're not stable. On the Pasuk, the Haftorah Parsh Ba'alosa, on Nosin Lucha, Mahalchim Bein Ha'omdim Aleilu, the Groth says, a human being is a Mahalach. He's moving forward, he's moving back. When you become an Omed, after 120 years, you are where you are. So, the moment they're not wishing to push themselves, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that? Then you're going to fall down. So Rashi says, here, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if so, Sovcho Lachto. Ushchino murders them, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu says, listen, I'm still going to be with you. But there's a question how active my presence is going to be with you. Are you going to do things? Am I going to arrange that things happen b'toch ha-teva? Because after all, what's happened in the past 7 weeks, it's been totally l'malam in ha-teva. The whole way they're traveling, Kriyas Yamsu, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Akas Bechoros, nothing to do with teva. But you're afraid to move yourself up and you're going to move back. And then there's going to be that balance, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be actively with them or pulling back and having them, they'll win the same battles. But it's going to be b'toch ha-teva. Hishome miponov, shma b'kol u'al tamabo, v'o yisa l'pishachem kishmi b'kirbo, says Rashi. He has no power to do anything. The moment I put myself b'toch ha-teva, so my schar va-onesh is a very, it's a calculable thing. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu is present with me, it's a whole different way of making a cheshbon. Kim shamoa tishma b'kolo, he says, and if you'll listen to him, v'yavti yasevecha v'tzarat yasorecha, and he'll will take care of you. Okay, and he keeps telling them what it is, if they'll do it. V'almog shomar. Now this is the day of Maimed Har Sinai, when Klal Yisrael are pulling back. They're not willing to push themselves to that maximum next level. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that's a very dangerous step you just took. Because if you're not going to push yourself to the next level, you're going to fall back to a previous level. V'mo shama, tol mosh, ali al Hashem, ato v'arom nodu avavihu v'shivim ezikna Yisrael. Okay. So what is it? As I mentioned last week, the higher Madrega, the closer you are to Har Sinai. And they're different Madregas. So I have Moshe on one. He's at the top of the mountain. The Ar of Nodav Avihu, closer in, but not quite where Moshe is. And Shiva Mizdiknei Yisrael. That's the next level. And then there's Klal Yisrael. V'nigash Moshe levadu el Hashem, v'heim lo yigosha, v'om lo yalim. And then Moshe told them everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told them. Kol HaShadiba Hashem Nasa. Nasa. Okay, they already said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us we'll be a Mamlechus Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And we're willing to do whatever we are to get that. V'yichtov Moshe is called Divrei Hashem. Says Rashi, "May bracious are matan Torah, because of mitzvah shenitztavu b'morah." Ooh, something new has happened. This is the beginning of a Torah. Until now, he just told them various halachas for them to learn. But now there is a written document, and now Limud HaTorah begins. In a real way. And now there's a geiris. There's a korban. Zrikas Hadam. Tefillin HaMikvah. And now he takes the Sefer Torah. Says this is a, I'm being Kore's Britzvu, you are accepting the Torah. This is the beginning of the Torah, and there's a whole rest of the Torah out there. And here they don't say Nasa anymore, Nasa Venishma. What changed from the Nasa to the Nasa Venishma? Very simple thing. There's a Torah now. There's a Geiris now. There's a Mitzvah Talmud Torah now. Beis Halevi has a very simple thing. Yeah, that's a simple question. Nasa. Well, do Shabbos. To do Shabbos, you have to know Hilchos Shabbos. Brachos, you have to know Hilchos Brachos. Because of that, included in Nasa is a tremendous amount of Limud HaTorah, all the Limud HaTorah necessary to actually go out and do it. Tremendous amount of Limud HaTorah. So what's Nishma? Nishma is a whole different. It's Limud L'Shem Limud. Getting a deeper understanding of things. Understanding exactly all that's taught them in a whole issue. It's way beyond halacha. To keep Shabbos is one level. To have a deep understanding of Shabbos is a whole different level. Now that's for two reasons. You take a look at a sitter. Give me a sitter. In Birkas Kriya Shema, we say the following. Nava Rabba Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu. Chemla Gadol Lebeseru Chomaltalim. Ovinu Valkeinu. Bavur Avoseinu Shabbat Chuvacho. Bat Landen Chukai Chaim. What did you do to our office? You taught them all the Chukai Chaim, how to live their lives. Kein Choneinu Eslamdeinu. We have to understand and teach us the amount of Torah that's necessary, the Chukai Chaim. It's Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Pesach and Hilchos Purim and Hilchos everything. Avinu Avarachman. Hamrachim, Rachim. V'seirim b'libeinu. L'hovin l'haskel. But now we're asking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu something else. Not just teach us Chukei Chaim. Not to teach us Mishneh Berurah. L'hovin, to understand it, l'haskel. Nishmoa Lilmod Lame Lishma Velasus. Well, the Kaimat's called the Rei Salmutur Sechabiava. Something else. We want to understand what it is that we're doing. It's a second level. It's Limud with a much deeper understanding of Hilchos Shabbos. Much deeper understanding of Hilchos Brachos. But we're still on the level of Asiya. So, L'Kayim is called Divrei Talmud Torah Secha. Not L'Kayim is called Divrei Torah Secha. That now, when I do Shabbos, I'll understand exactly what it is, what Borer is, what this is, what Zoreh is, what Choresh is, what all of these things, Mevashel is, all of these things, I'll have a good understanding and grasp. I'll know how to work with it. And then there's a third level. I want a total understanding way beyond what just on anything to do with Lamaisa. And after that, until now, it's La'asu Sulakayim. It's called Divrei Talmud Torah Secha. Now it's a V'dabek Libeinu Mitzvah Secha. If I have that level of Havana Masechta Shabbos, I have that Havana of Masechta Psochem, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Sukkah, etc., my whole experience of Shabbos has changed. My whole experience of Pesach has changed. I'm dovok in it. It's connected to me. It becomes me. And after that, Yachel Vavenu Le'avo Yerushmecha. Yerushamayim isn't just reading a lot of Sfarim in Yerushamayim. It's not what it says here. In Uva Letzion, what do we say? Who yifzach libeinu b'sorosso means he opens our eyes, our minds to his Torah. For yosim b'libeinu ahavos v'yirosso. You get to ahav v'yir shemayim to havonas haTorah. Here it says v'ho ereinu. What is yifzach libeinu? First level, next level of understanding. V'ho ereinu is another level. One is v'yosim b'libeinu ahavos v'yirosso. That will put Ahava and Yira in us. It'll make us dovok in mitzvahs. The Yachid Levavenu, the Ahava Yira Shmecha, Yichud Halev, what does Yichud Halev mean? We'll have just one focus in our lives, one goal in our lives. Yichud Halev means it's the only thing that we will be worried about. Yachid Levavenu, the Ahava Yira Shmecha. That's Nishma. Limud l'shem limud. And because limud l'shem limud leaves a person, it's not only this, it's not counting shittas, it's not covering texts. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the whole time. It's through the deep understanding of Torah. The deep understanding of Torah that we become dovok in mitzvahs, we get to Av and Yir. Chaim Valojin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, what do you mean my mind has to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond. I don't have any detailed understanding of the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's beyond our understanding. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah by connecting my mind to Torah. And that is Dvar Hashem. I connect myself to Him. That's why Torah is the key to Av and Yira. And the more you understand, the more it preoccupies your mind, the more you can get to Yachid Levavenu Av Yerushmach. What's involved in Nasa is all the things you need for Kima Mitzvahs. But then there's Nishma, Havana way beyond. Not Limud L'Shem Asiya. It's one, the two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. One is L'Maratim Osom U'Shmartim La'Sosom. Learn it so you'll be able to do it. The other is V'Shinantim L'Venecha, deep understanding. So Klal Yisrael, once they got a Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them, now, this is gracious through Yisrael. Now you have something to learn. Now you have a, now there's a gerus. Something to do. Oh, now Nasa v'nishma.
They moved up the mountain, each to his point. But by moving up to the mountain meant there's a higher level of Gilui Shechina, a higher level of Nevuah. That means they had a higher connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayechsu as Elokim vayochu vayishtu. says Rashi. The slakim bo believe gatz mitoch achila shtiyah kach medrash tanchuma. Two days. For them, the ruchnius experience of gilui shchina was such an overwhelming thing. It's just like a regular person sits down to a royal banquet. But Medrash Tanchuma says no. And many Rishonim say no. What happened? They were sitting and eating from a carbon. Wonderful. Okay. But then as they're moving to a higher and higher degrees of Nevuah, so they keep eating. You're a Navi who's munching your sandwich. You don't get it. As you move higher, so your spiritual life takes over. And eating that sandwich, whatever you're eating, eating that steak, becomes irrelevant to you. And as you're moving higher, and you keep eating that steak, it means you really don't appreciate what it means to have a high level in the four. Medrash Tanchuma says, because of that, they were all chayav mis at the time. All chayav mis at the time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to interfere with the overwhelming experience of Maimon Har Sinai, so he waited till much later when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, get 70 people. That's because they all died at that point. A person has to appreciate what connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu means. Melech Malchem, Lach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes himself available to us. Do you appreciate that? When you sit in Davin, you appreciate you're talking to Melech Malchem, Lach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're talking to whatever lowlife inhabits the White House, you wouldn't do that. Just imagine, you have... a meeting with the President of the United States, meeting with whatever, you go and munch on your sandwich. They throw you right out. But I'm drinking my special cup of coffee. Get out of here. That's why in the morning when people, they're busy saying Kriyas Shema, drinking their coffee, you don't get it, what it's all about. Just don't get what it's all about. You're talking to Melech Malchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked them up to an unbelievable level of Nevuah. And they're busy eating their steak. You don't get what it's about. Each one in his own madrega. We have an unbelievable opportunity. We've lived through 12 months ago, right before beginning of Chodesh Adar. The world was hit with this coronavirus. Turned the world upside down. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the schus to continue learning his Torah in a regular, normal way, without interruption, as if nothing was happening. I think we have to stop and appreciate the special matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Special matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We talked last week that we talked Parshas Peshalach. Hakaras HaTov. You don't appreciate the Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give you a present. You don't appreciate it. I'll take the present back. we had a special schus. Me'etz Hashem, as we look forward, we should continue to have that schus. But being in yeshiva, especially in these times, is an unbelievable schus, and you have to appreciate that. Previous generation, not everyone had that. We live in times of tremendous plenty when people take things for granted. They take opportunities for Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu for granted. And a year ago, all of a sudden, yeshivas began closing, and shuls began closing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't take it for granted. Do not take it for granted. It's a gift I'm giving you. You don't appreciate that gift, I take it away.